Say, I need now ears to hear.
I need now ears to hear.
Eyes to see.
Eyes to see.
And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
To counsel me.
To counsel me.
Amen?
Amen.
The word that I want to take you to is Matthew chapter 10. And when it bounced out of your mouth, Mr. Becker, I can tell you the verse now. Verse 25. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? Kim's language. If the head of the house, which is Christ, he's the head in the heavens, they called him the Lord of the Flies. That's not a very pretty title, but Beelzebub is what it means. It's a demonic spirit, and it says that they called him that, and he's warning us that we're going to be called by the same thing. And I can tell you that I've passed that test a few times. I don't like it, but I have passed that test a few times. But I want to back this up, because he says, verse 17, be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local council and flog you in their synagogues. He was saying this in prophetic ways so that they would understand that there was going to be persecution after he left. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. Notice he's not saying if, he's saying when. In other words, there's going to be some hard times ahead. But when you have this happen to you, I'm in control. Then he says, verse 19, but when they arrest you, doesn't say they might, it says when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking.
Oh.
But the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Heads up. Tonight, is it okay to say a little bit of what happened?
Me?
Yeah, me? Is it okay? We asked Michelle if it was time for her to receive the Holy Spirit, and she agreed, and she asked, and the end result is she got her tongues tonight.
Praise
the Lord. So, you see, God has a timing for everything, and he's not leaving us without a place in this world that we can function in when we think we can't, because that's all a bunch of the old patterns that we have in our minds. So I gave you, the Father speaking through you is the Holy Spirit. Mark 13:11. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given to you at that time. For it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Right, Joe?
Amen.
John 7:38. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within you. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2:13. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by the human wisdom, but in words taught by the Holy Spirit, expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words. There's a lot to digest there, and I don't want to go into it because I'd keep you here for half of the night. And then we'd have to pray for those who fall out of their chairs. 1 Peter 4:11. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised, excuse me, through Jesus Christ. To him be glory and the power forever and ever. 2 Peter 1:21. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. That's enough ammunition to put the enemy on the run. And that word was so powerful today. And I had read this morning. And I said to the Lord, I know that word came from the Holy Spirit. And I know that Peggy did not authorize this. She was willing to write it down. When Michelle received her new language, it started bubbling out, and then she got kind of giggly, and that's all part of the game, that she got the joy of the Lord. But we're not trying to point anybody out. We're trying to let you see that the plan of God is not to leave you helpless, not to leave you in hopelessness, but he has a plan even when you're brought into the courtrooms or arrested or any other thing that may happen to you. But now, verse 21. Brothers will betray brothers to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. 22. All men will hate you because of me. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. But when you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. I tell you the truth, you will not finish going through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for you students to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If the head of the house had been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? You know, when you're on a journey towards the Lord, there's going to be developments on a regular basis that are going to bring all kinds of questions in your heart. And you're a perfect example. You know, and I'm not pointing you out, but we all go through that. How many times did he ask, why wait? Why wait? But he found out as he waited, there was a reason. Sometimes it takes a long time to find the reason, because I've had situations where I've had to wait a long time and I didn't understand. And he reminded me that he wanted me to practice my patience.
Oh, yes. That's another thing.
And I didn't like it. Practicing patience is not my cup of tea, because I was never that patient to begin with. But that's another thorn in my soul. Irritated because I didn't get what I wanted when I wanted it. It's like my little grandson. Last night, they came over because of the amount of heat. So they already had their supper, but their big sister gone to cheerleading class. And so, of course, he's 4. And big sister, of course, is 11. And then, of course, there's the other sister. So they came in, and I wanted to test him. He's got a brand new hat his daddy bought him, because, of course, it's very sunny, and he has a short haircut. So I wanted to see if he was going to be generous. So I said, Matthew, could I borrow that hat? He pulls it off. Here, pal. So that was showed me his heart, okay? So I put it on, and of course it was a little bit tight, so I said, can I wear it backwards? Oh, he says, I like it too. So what are you doing, Kim? You're teasing a 3 or 4-year-old, right? And I really wasn't teasing. I was watching his reactions, because you can see the heart of a child and how they are willing to share, willing to give, willing to do. So his sister, who's 5 years old, the last time she came over, she hid my slippers.
Hid them?
Hid them. And honest to God, I couldn't find him that night. So the next day, I hunted, and I sure found him. And of course, when I told her that I found him, she says, I pranked you. There you go. So last night, she found my slippers again and hid them again, but this time not in the same room. So just before they're both leaving, because their father came and picked them up, I said, it would be nice to see if I could locate my slippers. And she runs out and runs down into my office area and out the door, like, I'm not going to talk, right? The four-year-old says, in the dining room. So I have one on my side. He was prepared to speak the truth, so I didn't have to go without my slippers. What am I saying to you? Running wild in crazy things that we sometimes do, the children can teach us more about life at 4 and 5. And I know that I'm going to hear from the five-year-old. I know, because I know that this is not the end. You know, she's on a practice run to see how many pranks she can pull. But all teasing aside, what I'm trying to say to all of us, be prepared to open your mouth. Be prepared to speak. Don't underestimate the value of those words that you give out. And to those who receive those words, watch the Holy Spirit use those words to bring salvation and healing into them. So there's nothing too difficult for the Lord. Nothing. Absolutely nothing too difficult. Amen. So if you'll bow your heads, say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I'm ready to go to court.
I'm ready to go to court.
I don't want to go.
I don't want to go.
But should I go?
But should I go?
The words coming out of my mouth,
the words coming out of my mouth
will be the Holy Spirit,
which is the Spirit of my Father.
And He will get the glory
every time.
Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Share some hugs with each other. That's a commission from the Lord. Ha 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 ha.